I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This is a Crowd podcast.
This is Quiz Chat Repeat, the daily podcast that squeezes 15 points into 15 minutes and leaves you wanting to do it all again afterwards. Welcome. Now let's quiz. Hello, I'm Makita Oliver, and welcome to another week of quizzes. Joining me for the next 5 days is Radio X presenter Adam Brown. Adam is a man who just loves to cook. He loves to cook. Can't get enough of it. Tell me everything about that, Adam. No, I'm joking. Tell me about some of the things you love to cook, Adam.
Oh, do you know what? I'd cook anything, me. Honestly, it's weird. I find it oddly sort of therapeutic and quite cathartic as well. Like, I see cooking as like an experience. I find it a really nice way to relax, which it's weird because people often kind of associate, like, you know, oh, people slaving away in the kitchen or, like, you know, really hot and bothered in the kitchen. I absolutely love it. Stick on some music.
Oh, God, yeah.
Start cooking some, you know, nice Italian food, bit of Mexican here and there. Honestly, pretty much, I'll turn you on to anything, me.
Sounds great. It sounds absolutely great at your house, Adam. Okay, it's day one, which means we have 12 questions on general knowledge. Let's quiz, shall we? Question number one, how many cents is a nickel worth?
Oh, I've been to America a couple of times as well, but do you know what? It's weird. They seem to have a lot of like small bits of currency.
Yes.
Like, and they've all got really kind of odd names. Like, I feel like our currency system is a lot more straightforward.
Well, I suppose when we were a bit farthing, it was weird.
I'm glad we were short of that. A nickel. I keep thinking of songs that have got like a nickel or a dime.
It's true.
That doesn't help at all.
No, it does. It does, because that's the, like, nickels first, then it's a dime.
Right. Yeah, but the thing is, I don't know how many is in a dime.
Oh, so right.
It doesn't get me any nearer. I'm just going to take a wild punt and say 50.
Oh, it's 5. The correct answer is 5 cents make up a nickel. Question number two, which language has the most native speakers in the world?
I feel like I've heard that English is the most spoken language. Because I feel like in a lot of foreign countries, they do teach English, but then I also think Spanish. So it's between those two for me.
Okay.
I'm going to say Spanish then.
Spanish is actually number two.
Oh.
Number one is Mandarin Chinese.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Right.
918 million people speak it. But then English is third. 379 million and Spanish is 460 million. So you were in the totally playing with the right countries. Question number three. The name of which type of pasta? Oh, you just talked about Italian food.
Well, watch this now. Come on.
The name of which type of pasta translates to little tongues?
Now, I know. I don't feel like it's penne. Don't feel like it's rigatoni. I'm not going to go through every pasta here, by the way, Makita.
No, but let's think about a tongue. Let's really think about a tongue here.
Yeah.
I wonder why you think penne. A rolled tongue?
Oh, possibly. I'd ruled that out straight up. No, I know that, is it farfalle? That's the little bow ties, isn't it? I'll go with penne then, because I do like you give me a bit of a hint there.
In a way, I feel like that makes more sense than the answer. The correct answer is actually linguine. Oh, because it's flat.
But they're not little, are they? They're long tongues.
Yeah, they're too long. They're long tongues. You're right. Question number four. Ryu and Ken are the main characters of which combat video game franchise?
Right, now you're talking my language.
Exactly.
This is me all over. I love this franchise. And actually, Ryu and Ken, do you know a little fact about this? They're actually pretty much the same character.
I know.
They just aesthetically look a little bit different.
It's just different haircuts, basically, but they have the same face.
Yeah, and a different colour suit.
Yeah.
Street Fighter.
Big time. Yeah. I was always Chung Lee. Who were you?
Guile. Remember the army guy?
Oh, God, he was aggressive.
Yeah, he was. The army guy with the most inexplicable haircut I've ever seen in my life, but he was quality.
Okay, question number 5. In what year was Keir Starmer elected as a Labour MP?
Well, obviously before he was kind of a prominent MP, I know obviously he was from a legal background. So
yes.
I know he did that for a long time. I'm going to say...
And of course, only recently made
the leader
of the Labour Party. So
I feel like he was fairly prominent, definitely when Jeremy Corbyn was leader. I'm going to say 2011.
Oh, you went back. The correct answer is actually 2015.
Oh, no. So he's done well for himself, hasn't he?
Yeah, 5 years, he's at the top. Nice one.
That's not bad.
Nice. All right, question number 6. In what country was Marie Antoinette born?
I don't know if it's... Is it too obvious? I'm going to say France.
It's incorrect. The correct answer is Austria.
I am actually a lot brighter than this. I don't know if I'm panicking.
Wait, we just got one right. What are you talking about? We got Street Fighter.
I've got all the cultured questions I've got wrong so far. Yeah. You throw me Ryu and Ken and I've got it.
Yeah. Question number 7. Which sport lends its name to a cap with a rounded brim? Just name a type of cap.
I was going to say a snapback, but I don't think that's in the Olympics, is it?
No.
flat cap. What other kind of caps do I know?
Which one do you want to give me as an answer?
Cap. I'm just going to say golf.
Okay, you're going to kick yourself. The answer is a baseball cap.
Oh my God. Oh
a baseball God. Cap. But let's just keep on moving. Question number 8. What herb is known as cilantro in the US?
Right, I know this. Coriander.
Correct. Question number 9. Life is what happens when you're busy making other plans is a famous quote from which UK musician?
I'm struggling. Could it be... I don't know. I'm going to say like a John Lennon, maybe. It feels like something that he might say.
Is that your answer?
Yeah, I'm going John Lennon.
Absolutely blooming correct.
Yeah, I thought it was.
John Lennon. He always spoke the truth, didn't he? Question number 10. Final couple questions on your General Knowledge Monday. Adam Brown, for 1 point, can you fill in either of the blanks to the title of this famous 1889 book by Charles Darwin? On the blank of blank. Do you read much Darwin, Adam?
Not really. You know, I've not dabbled in much Darwin, I'll be honest.
Fair enough.
Oh, do you know what? I know this.
Come on.
I know it. It's the evolution book.
Yeah, it is.
Something of Species.
I'll take it. You only had to give me one.
What is the other one?
Do you know it? Shall I tell you?
Origin?
Yes,
Origin of Species?
Yes! Yes!
Yes! I'm on a roll now. This is 3 back to back.
I know, now you've suddenly gotten your vibe. The correct answer is on the Origin of Species, Charles Darwin, 1889.
We did a bit of that. The old biology lessons back in the day.
Yeah. All right, final questions. Question number 11. Can you name 2 models of car, Adam, currently made by Vauxhall? This is for 2 points.
Corsa.
Correct.
And see, I was going to say Astra, but I don't know if they still make that or not. I feel like that was a bit of an older... this is a safe bet because I bought my first ever car last year, right?
Was it
for years? No. I was looking at all different places. I went for a Volkswagen in the end. I was looking around different places and pretending to know about cars. You got to go into like a car showroom and pretend you know. You know what I mean? You go, yeah, I've been looking online. I haven't got a clue. But I remember I was looking for like a small SUV kind of car because I'd lived in the city centre for years, mate, for work and stuff, and I've moved slightly out now. So I thought, I need a car to get into work. So I remember one I was looking at was actually a Vauxhall Mokka, I think it was.
Oh.
It's M-O-K-K-A.
I have it on my list.
Yes, yes.
Thank God you did all that weird research.
Yeah, when you said, "Oh," then I thought, "This is so embarrassing." If after I've done a big car anecdote that it doesn't exist.
Not even here.
Yeah.
Yes, Corsa, Mokka. You can also have a Vauxhall Vivaro, an Insignia, a Grandland, a Crossland, and you know what? Oh no, and a Combo. And you wouldn't believe it, they're still making the Astra.
Astra, yeah. There you go.
Final question in your general knowledge, Monday. You're doing fantastically. For 3 points, maybe try and get all of these three.
Yeah.
Can you name three US states that do not share their first letter with another state?
Oh, that's tough.
You said you've been to America a few times.
Yeah, but I've been to New York a couple of times.
Ah, yes.
Which, you know, it's not really, you're not going to get much from that, are you? I think, what about, I don't think there's many with I. I want to say Iowa. No, because there's also Illinois.
There's actually four states.
It's very tough, this.
Four states beginning with I. Stay away from I.
What about Utah?
Utah's on my list.
Yes, yeah, Utah. Do you know what I'm thinking? You know what's helping me here, Mickey? I quite like NBA, you know, basketball.
Ah.
And I'm thinking of basketball teams.
That's a really clever way to do it.
Yeah, and I'm trying to think if there's any others that are springing to mind.
Yeah, like the blah blah.
What about H? Yeah. Like, what about H? What about Hawaii?
On
H,
my list.
Hawaii.
2 points.
Yes, Hawaii.
Absolutely. And we have another chance for one more point.
Oh, this is tough.
Already given me two beautiful answers, Hawaii and Utah. No other states share the letter H or U.
I know, I'm thinking of basketball teams, but now I'm also thinking back to, like, you remember when the US election was on, and it was on for about 80 days, but it's just constantly on the news.
And it's just constantly a map of America.
Yeah, and you're, like, waiting for them to count the votes for ages. I keep thinking about that and visualising that. I think, and one of the ones that was on there at the time, I could be wrong here, but I'm going for it. One of the ones that was still being counted for ages was Georgia. So I don't know if there was another G.
It's on my list!
Yes! Yes! Do you know what? I'm so proud of myself for that, you know.
I really am too. I loved all the weird ways you got there, but get there you did.
Put it this way, I started very shakily, but I finished strong.
You got the last 8 points on offer, which gives you 9 points overall, which is just a clear example of killing it at the end.
That's it. I know. I'm really happy with how I finished there. I think, you know, I panicked initially and I was like, just saying anything. You know, golf cap was a particularly low point for me.
Yeah, I think
that wasn't good.
After that, all you could do was rise.
But you're thinking, what if they brought me here? What's going on? Yeah, I'm happy with that. I'm pleased with
that, Peter. Well done. We'll talk to Adam more after this break.
Tom Fordyce, I never would have met you if it hadn't been for We Didn't Start the Fire.
Katie Puckett, I thought I didn't want to learn anymore. I was wrong.
And you know why we're learning so much?
Oh man, that's a tough one.
This is a really interesting story.
In 1949, 1950, the communist troops came to my province.
Because this is the best history podcast you've ever listened to in your entire life.
What? They shot him live in front of the whole village.
My mouth is just hanging open. I can't believe this.
And yes, it's sort of based on Billy Joel's song, but it's a history podcast. It tells us all the reasons why the world today is as it is, but it's more.
I killed a cactus recently.
My connection to Marilyn.
Walter Winchell.
Don't you love Brando? If there was a movie with just Brando's face, I'd put it on in the background all day. I'd be perfectly happy.
Search for We Didn't Start the Fire.
We'll wait for you.
So, Adam, what sort of things do you like to cook? Because, I mean, and who are you feeding?
Well, do you know what? I love cooking. I've not had much chance to cook for friends and family as well. I've not had, obviously, the last 12 months have been a bit difficult. Mm. But my other half as well, like, she has kind of fallen quite lucky that I'm all right at cooking, I suppose. It gets her off the hook of having to do any cooking.
Yep, nice move.
And as well, there's always that kind of get-out clause because, you know, if there's one of you is good at cooking or better at cooking than the other, they just go, oh, well, you don't like whatever I make because it won't be up to your standard. And they go, all right, I'll cook again. It's fine.
Yeah, it's the classic,
but,
isn't it?
Yeah, but I enjoy it, you know. And like I said before, it's just, I find it oddly, like, therapeutic in a strange way because I just think that when you work into a recipe or, you know what you're going to cook, like, there's an end goal to it. Everything else kind of takes a back seat. So anything you're worried about or you're thinking about, those kind of worries just go to the back of your mind because you're there going, right, forget about this because I've got a spaghetti bolognese to make.
It just gets all very simplified. And I think also just being able to try and create like any kind of atmosphere. So it's like put tunes on, the smell of things cooking. It's like we miss that. So when you can create that vibe, I'm with you. Thank you so much, Adam Brown. That was your General Knowledge Monday. And that was Quiz Chat Repeat. We'll be back tomorrow. But before you go, here's the first connector clue of the week for everyone at home. Remember, you'll have one each day this week, and then the connection between the answers will be told to you on Friday. See if you can get it. Your first clue is a meat that is prohibited in India. We want a meat that's prohibited in India. Join me and Adam tomorrow for Music Tuesday, where you'll get your second connector clue.
Crowd Network, a place where you belong.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.